Running down mountain roads, gravel road. Noise in trees sounds like missing wind barking. I bark back and forced in self-calming aggression.
Looking on trees grow vertiginously high.
Return focus to
dog, gravel, and mailboxes to holler homes. Another bark. Gravel road ends at a house. I slow to begin. Some little goat dog, skinny legs and shaggy collar, begins to follow me whenever I turn. I turn back to face the frightened and take notice that the road continued uphill to the right in the dirt as a car blows
dust clouds with tires.
Turn back around but still think of something and look back again. Little goat dog went.
Goat dog.
And there bounding down the dirt road hill is howling. Dirty wolf thick as a mattress.
Face shaking hot and pink. Once carbs fell with those.
He's not getting closer, just bigger, until he's crushed the goat dog into the dust cloud,
growing to the edge of the frame.
My face spins, turning 70 degrees clockwise, as the clock faces up. On the shoulder of the road is the bottom line of some enormous woodland canvas. I'm talking huge expanse of valley, bounded, fenced in by distant trees,
old as white redwoods, but wait.
On the shoulder, there's a point that sticks out. A strategic narrow crag offering the only choice to the narrow road. I run there, turn face to stand.
The Hellram comes.
I'm watching. He comes and watch me like Matador dodge the Hellram fall. But not to the depths. He attempts to jump and barely misses. He attempts to climb and I squarely rock him between the stone horns of rock I dug desperate, focused on hand.
Hellram falls sidelong, free energy making.